The water resource director for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe says the Keystone XL pipeline project potentially threatens water supplies for his reservation. Doug Krogos testified before the Public Utilities Commission Tuesday in Pierre. The PUC hearing started a week ago and continues this week. Those who heard Doug Krogos testify learned a bit about the Winters Doctrine, a 1908 court decision that people on reservations are entitled to use the water there without interference. He says the KXL project threatens to interfere. The pipeline is planned to cross the South Fork of the Grand River, a tributary of the Missouri River, and a major source of water for Standing Rock.
The Grand River runs directly through our reservation, which we use continuously all year round.
Krogos says the pipeline threatens the water in several ways. He expresses fears that the construction process, trenching across the river, will pollute the water, and the ongoing drought in western South Dakota leaves the reservation vulnerable. Commission Chairman Chris Nelson establishes that Krogos watches the U.S. Drought Monitor map on a periodic basis and then asks this question.
How much of the Standing Rock Reservation is currently indicated as being under any kind of drought condition based on that map?
The whole reservation is.
According to Krogos' pre-filed testimony, the KXL project will use 79 million gallons of water. He says that amount will leave downstream water users in danger given drought conditions. And the water resource director says an oil spill is always of concern.
An oil spill in a water source, no matter where it's located, is always potentially bad for the residents and also the fish, animals, every wildlife there.
Krogos compares the potential damage as second only to a nuclear blast. TransCanada did not cross-examine. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.